This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Rupert Murdoch goes before the British Parliament to answer questions about the phone hacking scandal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media, in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. News Corporation CEO Rupert Murdoch told British members of Parliament today that today is the most humble day of his life. Murdoch and his son James are still answering questions at this hour about the phone hacking scandal at his now closed London tabloid News of the World, a scandal that snowballed into something much bigger than just his British holdings.
The News of the World is less than 1% of our company. I employ 53,000 people around the world who are proud and great and ethical and distinguished.
Now, the Australian Murdoch built News Corp into the media empire it is today, spanning numerous continents and TV networks and newspapers. Reporter Stuart Cohen is with us now from Sydney, Australia, with a profile. Hi, Stu.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
So how important is today's parliamentary testimony to the future of News Corporation?
It could be a key day for the CEO, Rupert Murdoch himself. There are reports that depending on the testimony, Murdoch may be replaced as CEO of the company that he built from scratch from his home in Australia.
How did Murdoch get to where he is now, Stu?
Well, he inherited a small newspaper from his father in 1953, which also gave him control of News Limited, a publishing company which had been around since before the Great Depression. He spent the next few years acquiring smaller newspapers around Australia, mostly tabloids, and even founded the country's first national newspaper, The Australian. From Australia, he expanded into the UK when he bought the tabloid we've all learned so much about the past couple weeks, The News of the World, in 1968. And then in the 70s, he expanded to the U.S.
And, of course, his empire now is quite vast, right?
Yeah, well, while his newspaper operations have been catching a lot of headlines the past couple weeks, Murdoch's company is truly a multimedia company. In fact, they're the third largest media conglomerate after Time Warner and Disney. News Corporation in the U.S. obviously owns The Wall Street Journal and Fox News. The company also owns a satellite TV company based in Hong Kong. And then back here in Australia, the original News Limited now owns a whopping 70% of Australia's newspapers, and they even have a few subsidiaries operating throughout the Caribbean.
Stuart Cohen reporting from Sydney, Australia. Stuart, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, between 1% and 2% for the S&P, about 1%. The NASDAQ close to 2%. And the Dow up 127 points at 12,512. Bank of America today posted a bigger-than-expected loss of around $9 billion in its second quarter thanks to an expensive mortgage-backed security settlement and bad loans. Meanwhile, the nation's biggest investment bank, Goldman Sachs, reported a profit of more than $1 billion in its last 3 months. The price of gold topped a record $1,600 an ounce today. Debt problems on both sides of the Atlantic have sent investors in search of a metal that historically keeps its value. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports it's not the first time gold has done so well.
For over 6,000 years, gold has been the one precious metal that's never lost its luster, as opposed to government-run currencies like dollars and euros.
Lots of currencies have gone to zero in terms of value over the last 6,000 years.
Tom Windmill is portfolio manager for the Midas Fund.
Gold is resuming its role as an alternative currency to whether it's U.S. dollars or Russian rubles or rupees, you name it.
$1,600 an ounce may be high, but it's been higher. Gold spiked to nearly $2,400 an ounce in 1980. Jono Remington Hobbs with FastMarkets.com says that was because of fear of the economic effects of the Arab oil embargo.
And then we had very high inflation running throughout the US and running through the Western world. And as a result, gold became a highly sought-after asset.
Remington Hobbs says the three-year-long run-up in gold tells him this is different than the spike in prices in the 1980s, which means gold won't drop like it did last time. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
We've got a lot of earnings reports today, but others are coming in, including Chipotle Grill a little later today. The investor darling Chipotle is expected to wow the market with another strong quarter as Americans continue their lunch affair with the bulky burrito. Marketplace's Jeff Horwich went looking for Chipotle's secret salsa.
Wrap your hands around this. If you had bought $100 of stock in Chipotle a year ago, today you'd have $250. That's like enough for 7 3 burrito challenges on YouTube.
Uno, dos, tres.
Chipotle has made me an awful lot of money.
Seth Jason writes for The Motley Fool, where they're free to eat the rewards of the stocks they research. Chipotle's adding 140 stores this year and packing more people into the ones it's got. Jason credits an unchanging menu that actually changes more than we know.
Just putting a different type of corn into one of the salsas or treating chili peppers a slightly different way to get more essential oil out. There are very few restaurant companies, I think, out there that would bother to do that.
Jason says Chipotle's had the stomach to do one simple thing well.
Well, I think that's part of the charm of Chipotle. You don't have to say to yourself, geez, do I really need to try the McGriddle? Is there going to be syrup in the bread of my sandwich?
Things did get a little sticky last year when Chipotle fired hundreds of workers in Minnesota and D.C. after a federal immigration audit. Morningstar analyst R.J. Hottovy says the fallout hasn't hit the bottom line. A bigger challenge, food prices.
Beef and pork. Avocados are a multi-year high as well. Basically, every commodity that they pay for stands above historical averages with the exception of chicken.
The company's about to test whether the Chipotle magic works beyond the burrito. Its new Asian chain, called ShopHouse, rolls out this summer. I'm Jeff Horwich for Marketplace.
And finally, for dessert, there's a contentious lawsuit over cupcakes and those sweet bits on top of them. Candace Nelson owns a chain of cupcake shops called Sprinkles. She's suing a Connecticut store called Pink Sprinkles, saying that Pink Sprinkles should stop using Sprinkles in its name, saying, quote, the resulting confusion will damage Sprinkles and injure its reputation. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
More than 70 television shows are going to screen their stuff at Comic-Con in San Diego this coming weekend, the big comic convention. And it's not just sci-fi programs fighting for a piece of the pie.
There's something about the nerd fan that you don't get with other fans.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Trekkies and Gleeks unite next time on Marketplace. We'll have the day's business news as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.